Decriminalizing cannabis and allowing both medicinal and recreational use would be beneficial not just for public health, but also the economy, this being pointed out by some economists this week. Thailand appeared to move one step closer to allowing the medicinal use of cannabis when a deputy prime minister handed the proposal over to the Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha in person. If everything goes to plan, Thailand could soon be the first Southeast Asian country to legalize medical marijuana. The Malaysian government is currently holding informal talks on the notion. The Deputy Prime Minister Wisanu Kriyanam said a new legal framework will be needed to support the legalization of cannabis for medical use. Police in Bangkok have seized 650 allegedly substandard products worth 5 million baht following a search of seven factories manufacturing exhaust pipes for big bike high-powered motorcycles. In response to complaints about big bike's exhaust pipes making a lot of noise and disturbing the public, police set up checkpoints recently and rounded up 142 big bike motorcycles with noise levels exceeding 95 decibels, which is beyond the legal limit. The police investigation expanded to include checks on seven locations, and officers seized 650 items from the manufacturers. Police have initially charged them for manufacturing allegedly substandard products. Not sure if they're substandard, I think they're designed to make all that noise. And a small victory for residents up around the Ao Kung area, where the Environmental Impact Assessment Report of the proposed Ao Kung Marina project has been withdrawn after most locals rejected the idea of the project. The issue of potential damage to coral reefs was raised after local residents near Koh Hei in the Ao Kung area of Pak Lok was brought up with the Phuket governor during the earlier phases of the EIA. A spokesperson for the Ao Kung Conservationists group said this means that if any action or activities are to be conducted, the EIA process must be started again. Thai Airways still licking their PR wounds from the as-yet unexplained plane skidding off the runway incident have today been forced to apologise to two passengers for bumping them out of their first-class seats. The seats were required for two off-duty pilots which had to fly back to Bangkok for duty. The on-duty pilots refused to take off until the first-class seats were made available for their off-duty workmates. The couple, bumped from their first-class seats, filed a complaint with the airline. The Zurich to Bangkok flight on October the 11th was delayed for 2 hours, whilst initially all first-class passengers refused to give up their seats. The two off-duty deadheading pilots refused to sit in business class seats. Eventually, a couple did give up their first-class seats. The Thai Airways president has apologised for the incident. He noted that the matter was severe and had affected the airline's image. Police Major General Surachat Hakpan, the new head of the Immigration Department, is vowing to track down and deport 7,000 overstaying foreigners by the end of this month. Surachat made the commitment in one of his early morning media pack briefings at the Montian Hotel in Bangkok. He reported that 700 foreigners had been arrested in the latest crackdown. Of these, police found that 247 had sneaked into the country without a visa. He also made threats of legal action against any Thai employers who hired overstaying foreigners or those without visas at all. And the hunt is continuing for a 3-metre-long crocodile that was spotted on Thursday in the Klong Wa Canal in Songkhla. Songkhla's Marine Fishery Suppression and Prevention Centre officials narrowed down the area where the crocodile was spotted. They used large nets to keep the reptile within the zone and clear the area for freshwater crocodile hunters to attempt to capture it. But the canal's water level rose due to heavy rain the previous night, so somehow it's escaped and the crocodile remains on the loose. We'll have more local news in an hour, and we've got an international update in about 25 minutes.